Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. The phones are open. You can join the show. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I modified the gopher dance from, what's that movie? Golf and...
Caddyshack.
Yeah, thank you. So normally the gopher, he's got his hands like in tight, you know, okay. Sort of across his chest, and he just sort of, you know, wiggles back and forth. A little like nobody moves, like... all of the time. I modify that, and I just put my hands up.
You are excited to be here, Captain. And
I'm always excited to be here.
Tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
And I'm excited because we've got a lot of really cool stuff to talk about. I don't know how much of it we're going to get to, but y'all are probably going to get to some more of it tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time.
Not just y'all, but all y'all.
Indeed. And there, I don't know. There may be a special guest you might be able to drag in. I can't say more
than
that. We don't know. But it's going to be Beard Talk Live starting at 10:30 Eastern on our video streams. You can go to video.freetalklive.com and subscribe to our Odyssey channel. There. There's a lot in the news tonight coming up. An OPEC meeting that Peakless Mountaineer, you think is really important.
So
we're going to talk about that.
What is OPEC, real quick?
The oil producing and exporting countries.
Thank you.
And this one is an OPEC plus meeting, so that means they're bringing China or bringing Russia in on the thing.
There may be another mask mandate coming back to Los Angeles. We can cover that. Brazil acknowledging Bitcoin officially as well. Like, a lot of cool stuff here in the news. And also terrible news, of course, as well. In other related stories, there's a bit of good news. I wanted to follow up on something we talked about at the very end of the show last night. And that was that Joe Biden had put out a request to the Democratic National Committee at that yesterday or something like that, saying that they should take away New Hampshire's so-called first-in-the-nation primary status for the presidential election.
I saw that headline cross my
screen. Gee, I can't imagine why he'd want to do that.
Well, there's a couple reasons why. Number one, New Hampshire's Democrats voted him fifth, apparently, in 2020 in the Democratic primaries. So New Hampshire is not likely to vote for Joe Biden in a contested election for 2024. So it's a personal thing for Joe. But prior to this happening, over the summertime, the committee, the Democratic National Committee, they've got like a election subcommittee or something. I forget what it's called. But this subcommittee of the DNC, they decided that they were going to create some punishments for any Democrats that ignore the official Democrat schedule of primaries.
What?
And what that means is not for the Democrat, like average person Democrats, but for the people who are running for office.
Okay.
And the idea behind this is that they want to punish anyone who runs in New Hampshire if they decide to reorganize the organization of when the primaries happen. So for like over 100 years, New Hampshire has had the so-called first-in-the-nation primary. It has a law on the books that say, a state law, that says that if another state moves their primary before New Hampshire, New Hampshire's primary will move before that state.
Ooh.
It's a silly thing. It's like,
disagree.
Oh, we got to be first. Well, you know, it seems, why do you disagree with that?
I think that's a brilliant idea. I mean, for one thing, it means that politicians actually care about New Hampshire at all for any reason ever.
Why would it matter, though, whether a politician pretends to care about you? They don't actually care about you. They just come here and a glad hand and baby kiss for 6 months.
Oh, yeah? Well, if your state runs a primary before we do, we'll just run one before yours.
So that seems really babyish and petty to me. But.
Well, it's a matter of getting platformed, honestly. So, like, if the people of New Hampshire want XYZ policy, like, unless they have this, there's no reason to listen to them.
They won't.
They're this tiny little
what
state off in the
corner.
Listening
to you?
Yeah, there's no reason to listen to them.
Oh, no, they will put you on the media, and like they will do the town halls and be like, here's what I'm concerned about, and they just won't do that if they're not first.
One of the things when I moved here to New Hampshire, a guy that I used to work with, a different job, he was all about, like, oh, you guys have the like primary and you guys have the like visit and like the president candidates, they come and sit down at the local, you know, breakfast spot or
diners,
whatever, right? You know,
and town halls.
And like that was like the big deal. And I'm like, who cares?
Who cares?
Like, some guy comes to town and has breakfast. Like,
he comes to town and lies to you, right? Yeah. Like, this is what I understand about what you're saying, Peekless, is these people are just pandering. They
of
come
course.
Here. They want the attention. Mm-hmm. They want to win in New Hampshire so they can kickstart their campaign into the other states. They're just simply using the people of New Hampshire. They don't
care
about
what people
say. I
would be far more into something like this if it was, like, a favorite musical artist. Instead of doing like promotion online for their tour, if they actually came to the towns that they were going to tour before they showed up with the band
and just hung out
and just like hung out, met some people, and like threw out some flyers, gave some discounts, some tickets away, that kind of thing, that would be way cooler than any presidential candidate visiting this state.
Yeah, there is zero cool factor to having any presidential candidates around. Now, it is fun to do bird dog, and it's fun to, you know, try to trap them on video with questions. But look, man, we've done that before. It's fun to do, but they're pretty good at avoiding it, right? Like,
well,
some of them have security.
The results of that speak for themselves, right? Yeah. It is fun to do. Yes, you can catch them saying some stuff if you ask the right questions or in the right circumstance, and that makes for good publicity for freedom.
Yeah.
However, the results of that are nothing, right? It doesn't increase our freedom. It doesn't reduce laws. It doesn't reduce government. It doesn't
we'll
get rid of anything.
We'll get publicity for freedom with or without these a-holes.
Disagree.
Right?
Like, every last little bit helps. We can't throw away. And honestly, no one pays attention to politics unless it is a national election. Unless it's the presidency, no one cares about politics except for us. You know, the ones who actually think about, all of these political decisions are disastrous.
I disagree because I don't give a about politics.
But that's who we're trying to reach. We're trying to reach the activists. We're not trying to reach average people to tell them to move to New Hampshire. We want people that appreciate libertarian activism to move here.
Or at least desire to build freedom into their lives, right?
Yeah.
You know, you call it activism, and that's fine. Some people think that, like,
you could build the alternative.
Hey, I want to be part of building the future, and the future means not having this organization of you know, evil.
Sure. Bring on the private private protection agencies.
I love activists, but I like builders as well. And maybe the two are the same. I don't know. But, like, I want builders.
I think that's true because I think an activist is somebody who wants to change things, right? And a builder is somebody who says, oh, this doesn't exist. I need to create this thing, right? So they also want to change things. I think you're good. You're missing a piece here, Peekless. And let me see if I can reveal this to you. Had you heard of this happening at all prior to tonight?
Heard of what happening?
This Democratic National Committee trying to strip New Hampshire. So they're going to do this.
I know.
Yes,
they're
going to
break the law on national television.
It is not breaking the law.
We have a law that you have to move it forward.
No. What you're missing is. The law, as I understand it, only specifies if another state moves its primary. So what's happening here is the Democratic National Committee is saying, well, we're just going to reorganize our primary calendar, and we're going to set New Hampshire. And they voted on this, not the full committee. It still has to go to the full committee, but this is like the subcommittee that makes most of these decisions, and that goes to the full committee. Anyway, it was overwhelming in the subcommittee. Only New Hampshire and Iowa voted against what the was doing. So this is on track to pass. And what it means is no states have changed any of their laws. No states have reset things. But the Democrats have said South Carolina will be the first primary, and then New Hampshire, and I think it was Nevada or Iowa or something, will be a week after South Carolina
has moved its primary to before this.
No.
And now we have to move
out. South Carolina is not moving. This is the thing that I'm not making clear. There's no state legislature that has done this. It is the Democratic National Committee who has declared that they are going to ignore the New Hampshire primary, and they are going to consider South Carolina's primary as the first primary in the nation.
And then do a second primary year?
In practical terms, what does that mean? They're going to ignore the New Hampshire primary. Does that mean New Hampshire can have the primary?
New Hampshire will have its primary.
Okay.
At the time that it does, which will be a week before South Carolina.
Okay.
But it will not count for the Democratic National Committee.
So that's going to make no difference.
The difference it will make is that the Democrats will be told that you will not campaign in New Hampshire. You will not go to New Hampshire. You will not put your name on the ballot in New Hampshire. And if you do, you will be punished.
Sounds like it gets us closer to, exit.
Awesome.
Exactly. There are some real benefits to this happening if it actually goes through. And again, they did vote in favor of this. That's the detail I didn't know last night, was that they, it was just Biden was asking for it, was what we reported, and now the committee in question, the subcommittee, voted overwhelmingly for what Biden wanted.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. Join the show here. The number is
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And this hour of Free Talk Live brought to you by Bullion Max. You know, inflation is a real problem. Everyone who spends money is aware of this at this point. Of course, the Federal Reserve has is going to continue to make that a problem in our lives. And savvy investors are diversifying, as they have for a long time, into the most stable assets in recorded history, and that's gold and silver. You can get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL without dealing with a salesperson. Your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It is fast and easy. And because you're a listener of Free Talk Live, you can get a special deal, and that is employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you will get 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints. Plus, they're throwing in a free gold back. We've talked a lot about the gold back here. Big fans of it on this program. If you haven't yet seen the gold back, if you haven't yet held a gold back, then you're missing out. It's a great opportunity to get one and get a feel for what they're like, because they're amazing. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It's a great time to invest in precious metals. Of course, it's always a good time to invest in precious metals. So don't miss this limited time offer. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit. As we go to the phones here, we've got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. We'll get back into the Democratic National Committee going to just throw New Hampshire under the bus here in a moment. But go ahead, Major.
Well, you know all the crazy protests that have been going on over in China here lately?
Oh, yeah. Those are the most courageous people on the face of the earth, because you might get killed for this. You will definitely experience 2 weeks of imprisonment for this.
I don't know if Major's calling in to talk about this specifically, but I would like to point out the hypocrisy. Hang on, Major. I would like to point out the hypocrisy of all of the politicians, from Biden to Trudeau, who's the Australian guy.
There's a few of them. Yeah. Jacinda Ardern, I think, is New Zealand.
All of these politicians, these leaders of these countries, have come out and said, like, you better get the vaccine, and you better lock down, and you better not protest, and blah, blah, blah. And then they turn around and they go, you know, the people of China should be allowed to protest.
Right.
So I just want to point that out to our listeners.
Total hypocrites.
They actually made a difference. The dragon blinked, or said uncle, as it were.
Whoa.
They have, we've eliminated the mask mandates.
Really?
And they're backing down on these mass testing that they're doing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw a headline today. I didn't have a chance to look
great.
At it. That Z, the president backing down.
They blink. They don't never blink. But remember, I asked you what year it was in the Chinese lunar calendar.
It's the year of the tiger.
Well,
I was hoping it was the dragon, because they seem to have created this beast.
It's like rock, paper, scissors. Tiger beats dragon.
Tiger's a pretty badass animal too. I mean,
true. And it exists, so.
Sure.
Now, I'd like to point this out to you, Ian. Oh, protests never accomplish anything, you and your chanting. Well, from time to time.
Well, governments should fear their people. People should not fear their governments.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Right. It's the other way around currently on planet Earth, but this is an example of the power that, like, grassroots movements, the people, quote-unquote, don't realize that they actually own.
I want to distinguish what happened in China from a normal protest. Normal protests. Major, stand by.
I try to bring you good news when I can.
Thank you for the call tonight.
Appreciate it.
Normal protests are people with government approval standing around in government-approved areas, acting within government-approved limits, right? What they did in China was mass civil disobedience. It wasn't just a normal protest.
Right.
This was people, as you said, going out and risking being snatched up off the streets, possibly disappeared, possibly murdered.
Possibly having your organs sold across the world.
Right. Put into a re-education camp, having their families taken away from them, all kinds of terrible things. This is one of the most terrifying places to go out and do what those people done, which is why they are so brave.
Mm-hmm.
But they did mass civil disobedience, and that I'm a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm.
If protesting becomes civil disobedience, it has taken on a new level of importance, and it is actually something that can make a difference.
Like here locally in Keene, in the town circle. It's called the town square. I don't know why, because it's a circle. In the town circle, you'll see protests all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't see is people breaking the law Unless it's like us, right?
Nightcap.
Like some people doing civil disobedience, like breaking an actual law as a form of protest, which to me is a far superior form of protest. Like, I don't like the, hey, everybody, let's get some signs and let's stand around and let's kumbaya. And, you know, it's like, no, do something. You know, that's my preference.
And again, I can't stress this enough. Like, yeah, sure, you might get picked up. It might kill you. But you will definitely have your little COVID passport go from green to red, mm-hmm. which means you will not be able to take the train back home.
Right.
Depending on where you live, your apartment will not open to you.
Yeah.
You have 2 weeks of imprisonment.
Imagine your government having that much power over you that they can just flip a switch and the status of something on your cell phone determines whether or not you're allowed to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's crazy.
Now, also, I just want to point out, like, we're talking about all these crazy things happening in China. We're like 5 minutes away from that.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the United States.
Without
like, literally. Like, you're seeing the future in China because they're testing, they're beta testing all of the draconian, tyrannical crap that they're trying to implement here over there right now. And that's why we continue to talk about it, because we are literally 5 minutes away from that being reality here.
Well, and it looked like it was going to work. Like, for a long time this year.
But there was a protest that was scheduled that they organized through social media, and, like, it didn't happen because they flipped the thing from green to red, and they're like, oh, I guess we can't go now.
Well, and when powerful people like Klaus Schwab come on and say, this is a model nation, they mean it. This is the model. This is the technocracy that they are pushing us toward. And here's what they're doing. Here's where we are in the end game. They're going to take the last three scams that they ran on us and combine them into one huge super conglomerate scam. They're going to take the terrorism thing. They're going to take the climate change thing, and they're going to take the COVID thing.
Right, the bio thing, right? Yeah.
Right, right. They're going to mash them all into one big monster, and that's what they're going to unleash on us. So that they no longer have to prove anything. It's like, oh, well, you have an invisible thing in your system. We're sure. We have experts. They're sure.
Well, it's refreshing to see that mass civil disobedience can work even in a place as tyrannical as China.
I don't know if anybody's listening to us in China or can, you know, play this clip or whatever to them, but kudos. Stand up for freedom. Continue to do so. Mm-hmm. The only way you're going to get it is by risking yourselves, your families, your communities, your lives, and standing up to a very small amount of people. A very small amount of people run your government. A very tiny amount of people. There are way more of you by orders of magnitude than there are of them.
These big damn heroes know what it's like to live free or die. That's a fact.
No doubt. The number, if you want to join the show here at 603-283-6160, you can bring up whatever you want. We saw smaller versions of this in cities, for instance, where they tried to put a mask mandate on people and people wouldn't wear the masks. Then the mask mandate went away. Right? So the government, to some extent, is by consent. If enough people go along to get along, the government gang will do whatever they want to do and they're going to get away with it. So people have to say no at some point.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. Raphael Warnock, the Democratic incumbent for Georgia's U.S. Senate seat, is making the case on why he should be given a full six-year term. His Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, is making the case on why he should be chosen over Warnock. Both men have days left to make those arguments ahead of Tuesday's runoff election. Another judge in the Hoosier state has blocked Indiana's abortion ban ahead of that state's Supreme Court hearing oral arguments on an injunction that was implemented a week after the ban went into effect back in September. South Carolina will be first in the nation on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. Some party leaders have pushed to replace Iowa in the number one spot to reflect the party's diversity overall, but specifically giving a nod to black voters, the party's loyal base. The U.S. men's soccer team heading home from Qatar after losing to the Netherlands in the World Cup. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there on the site. They are free, unlike a lot of talk shows that want to charge you for their websites. You can enjoy over at freetalklive.com. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. At the beginning of the show,
present.
I was doing an update on a story we covered last night. The story yesterday, at least apparently it was up, the news broke like right before the show, so I didn't see it,
okay,
that the Democratic National Committee, a subcommittee of that committee, has voted overwhelmingly to strip New Hampshire's so-called first-in-the-nation primary in the presidential
election.
Wait,
so not the DNC, a subcommittee?
Right.
So an itty-bitty subcommittee?
You can say that, yeah. This is their Rules and Bylaws Committee. You know how these people are. They love their committees and their subcommittees and all this stupid crap. But the bureaucracy.
It's important to say I'm on a committee.
And like I said, these people I would normally not ever want to talk about on any Republican or Democratic or even the Libertarians. It's just boring politics. But here it has some serious impact, I think. And the reason why is what they're going to do is, presuming the full DNC votes for this, and there's no reason to believe they won't, because, again, the vote was literally overwhelming. Only the representatives from New Hampshire and Iowa, the two states that got punished in this vote, because they set Iowa back as well.
Yeah.
But only New Hampshire and Iowa, they were the ones that voted for, against this measure. Everybody else voted for it. Joe Biden is asking for this. So the odds that this is going to fail at the Democratic National Committee are like near to zero, right?
Right.
Like this is going to go through.
Right.
And what this is going to mean is New Hampshire will still have scheduled a vote as the first in the nation primary. However, this summer, the Democratic National Committee's Bylaws Committee passed rules that says that if you as a candidate dare to violate the party's official schedule for primaries, we will punish you. You will not get your place at the convention, or you won't get your delegate votes or whatever. So if you got on the ballot in New Hampshire, you got to go register, right? You got to register to get on the ballot, and you win on the primary date in 2024, if the Democrats have stripped this situation out, then the Democrats will basically tell you, that means nothing, you get no delegates. Because remember, you have to go to the convention, the Democratic National Convention, and then each state where the candidates won.
Such a, just a giant can of, I can't describe it without using bad words here on the radio.
Well, you wouldn't want any kind of democracy to break out, like, one of these things.
Like, there should be nothing hindering anybody from running for anything. It should be a free-for-all. Whoever campaigns the hardest, whoever is the most creative, whoever, you know, they should be able to do whatever the heck they want to in order to, you know, make their campaign. If there's some guy that, and this is why we don't have, like, quality people running, right? Because they're not allowed. You can't allow a quality person. No. You have to jump through all these hoops. You have to glad-hand all these people. You have to kiss all these babies.
Well,
right?
Most good people are doing productive things with their lives. They're not running for political office.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. When's the last time a philosopher or a humanitarian or, you know, somebody like that.
Excluding Ron Paul.
Even Rand. Well, okay, Ron Paul was a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, outside of Ron Paul, like, that's the exception that proves the rule.
They're almost all lawyers.
And so we never get good men in these positions, and therefore I say that all of politics is irrelevant.
Well, you kind of can't. I mean, a good man does not want to rule over other men.
That's right.
That's just They're categorically true. You cannot maintain virtue and want to tell everyone else what to do
to
under threat of violence.
To that point, where are all of the good men standing up and saying this? Outside of, you know, us, right? Where are, you know, the philosophers? Where are the, I don't know, the college professors? Where are, you know, all of these
Most
people?
Of them are corrupted by the state. They have philosophy. They have, you know, they have academia, but they all believe in the power and the supremacy
of
the almighty God of the state.
Well, the only philosophers that are basically allowed in our society anymore, their whole job is to say, yes, it is a good thing that we have this special group of people that are allowed, that not only are allowed to do evil things, but must do evil things.
Those aren't philosophers.
Well, those are the only ones that can draw a paycheck in this society. I mean, here's where we're at. Like, you've heard this, the saying, like, good men create good times create bad men, bad men create bad times. That's where we're at.
Yes.
So where are the philosophers? Well, they're forming now.
Imagine me growing up like a Gen Xer, like wondering, like based on the previous generations, wondering if I was like, I don't know, at times like, you know, am I rebellious enough? Am I badass enough to, like, compare to the generations before me of people? And then it turns out that not only am I, but, like, I'm more, like, outspoken and badass than, like, any of the generations after me by leaps and bounds, apparently. And, like to think that I had a question in my mind about whether or not I was going to be rebellious enough, and now to, like, look back, I'm 50 now, I look back and I look on the generations that have come after me, and I see nothing. I see a bunch of wussies.
Well, I think the Zoomers might give you guys a run for your money.
I hope somebody frickin' does.
Me too.
So, Peakless, when I explained this DNC situation, I think as we were going to break, you seemed pretty excited about it. The idea is that they are going to essentially make the New Hampshire Democratic primary worthless, that it will not count towards Democratic National Party things. What is your interpretation of this? What does it mean?
Oh, my interpretation of it? Well, so for one thing, I knew this was going to pass because their whole thing is race politics right now.
Right, that's the one thing I didn't mention. This, the reason, quote-unquote, for this, besides protecting Biden from being, you know, voted against, is that there's more non-white people, or what they call voters of color, in South Carolina. And so they want more representative body, if you will, to vote for the Democratic politician.
I mean, New Hampshire is pretty white. So
that's their argument.
Yeah, so one of the things that having the primary here has done is it changes the rhetoric that politicians use. No, it doesn't change the way that they govern, but the rhetoric that politicians use changes the identity of the nation. I don't like this fact, but it's true. What the president says Americans are, it gets deep into people's psyche about their identity of themselves. So if they have to pander to a free state, that will change what the entire nation believes that it is.
Well, it hasn't done very much.
That's my question, though.
We just got here, man. Give us a minute.
That's my question about all of this. How does it affect New Hampshire's, we'll say, race? I don't know what the right word is. Our goal of becoming a free state?
I think it helps it.
How?
The reason I think it helps it is because the most hardcore Democratic activists, the ones that really love going to Democratic National Committee meetings and, like, paying attention to the inner workings of the party, the true, like, dedicated people,
yeah,
they're going to walk away from New Hampshire. They're going to say, we have no more vote. We have no more influence. We've had our power stripped from us.
That sounds
good
to me.
And they're either going
to
leave the Democratic Party and stay in New Hampshire, or they're going to leave New Hampshire so they can get involved in Massachusetts or Vermont or one of these other states where they'll feel like they still have a say because they care so much about the institution. Now, again, this is a small number of people, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a certain hardcore leftist they're just going to throw up their hands in frustration and say, well, I don't want to give up on the Democratic Party, so I guess I got to leave New Hampshire. And besides, there's these free staters here, so I've been wanting to leave anyway.
Right, so they're going to join what's the opposite of the Free State Project, the...
the progressive state,
they're going to join that.
Is what they're calling
vicariously.
Yeah. I think that's one potential outcome of this. And then other Democrats may be so frustrated that they may consider secession or declaring independence from the United States. I think that's all positive. I think everything that comes out is all positive.
Thank you. Thank you, Democratic National Convention. I appreciate this so much. Thank you for handing this to us. Because for one thing, this is going to be a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, someone is going to break ranks. Someone's going to go, yeah, you're going to be against me later, but I have almost no real chance anyway, so I'm going to throw the dice and do this
and file in New Hampshire and get on the ballot.
And then when they go, well, you broke the rules, we're not giving you candidates, then, like, the whole institution of voting and then getting the votes that matter to follow that, it goes up in smoke.
That's another good point. Yeah, it actually damages the system, right? Because New Hampshire's going to hold its election, but it won't count for anything on the Democratic side.
Right.
Republicans are untouched by this. They haven't changed anything, so they're going to move forward with business as usual. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. We're going to get into OPEC. What's the big meeting that's coming up? Nicholas Mountaineer has details about why that matters and what...
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You
Free Talk
can
Live.
Join the show. Phones are open. The number 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
People's not here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass. And you can bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online anytime you want as well at freetalklive.com. And you can interact with other Free Talk Live hosts, some of them, and some of our listeners on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system, and Mastodon's been getting a lot of press recently because all of a sudden the mainstream media is mad at Twitter, and so they're trying to find alternatives, and really Mastodon's the best alternative.
I never thought in the whole time that Mastodon has been around that the first signs of an exodus from one of the two major platforms, that's Facebook and Twitter, would be from the left.
I always
thought it would be from, you know, center-right anarchists.
I mean,
rather than the left.
Who had it on there? I think somebody put it as, I didn't have it on my bingo card, that Kanye West would end up on Alex Jones wearing a full face mask and saying he's a Nazi. No one saw that one coming, I don't think, either.
It follows. Like, he has caught a lot of flack because, like, he would run around with a Confederate flag arm patch and things like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he's been somewhat heading in this direction.
He's been signaling it.
Here's the thing about Kanye West. Just stop making stupid people famous.
Yeah.
Can we please just stop?
Well, if there weren't a barrier to entry for all of our entertainment, we might get people with talent.
Let's go to the phones here. I got Jimmy on the line in Florida. He's listening to WNDB in Daytona Beach. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, hi, guys. I know you're trying to get elected and do impress people.
I'm not.
None of us here are trying to impress people.
Or get elected. Well, I don't know. Some.
I've run for office, but I don't care if I actually get elected.
You really impressed me, but here's the problem.
I'm sure about that.
I saw a picture of you guys, and you are really ugly. You have radio face.
Wow, that's a really sharp comment.
Hey, UGLY, I ain't got no alibi.
Do you have anything intelligent to say?
Yeah, you need a front man. I mean, you guys, you're not going to impress voters. They're going to see you. They look at you, they're gone.
Have you seen politicians?
Yeah, people always talk about the homeless problem. I talk about with politicians the homeliness problem.
They say politics is Hollywood for ugly people.
It sure is.
Full of ugly.
And we're better looking than Hollywood people, politicians. Thank you.
The idea that, you need a front man. Oh, so we need to centralize all of our energies around a single effort so that if that one gets blocked, we have no recourse.
No.
Sounds brilliant.
What we need is more of the common man.
Well, you guys, you're just too you have radio faces. I mean, you're not going to...
You're repeating yourself, Jimmy. Do you have anything fresh?
Yes. I do like you. You're smart people, and I'd love for you to be in charge, but you're not going to make it, you know?
No one here wants to be in charge.
That's the point. I'm in charge of my life.
Yeah.
Please
Be the captain of yourself.
Who's going to be the president when New Hampshire becomes a country?
No one.
Well, technically...
Eventually.
Technically, when New Hampshire declares independence from the United States, the governor role will revert back to being the president of New Hampshire. So who that will be at that time, I don't know. But presumably it would be someone who supports independence because, you know, for New Hampshire...
By the time our culture in New Hampshire has changed to the point that we're willing to, as a people, leave the federal government, there will be also a reflected change in the political machinery.
Hopefully.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. No, you can't. Let's go on here. We've got Joe is on the line in Maryland. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Joe, what's on your mind?
That guy, Carl Schwab, I think if he comes to America, right, somebody should smack him.
Well, I don't think violence is going to make anything better.
I think what the caller means is grab a pair of gloves and, you know, smack him across the face and challenge him to a duel.
Gotcha. Well, there were some times where, you know, people have been hit in the face with a pie.
That would be hilarious.
That is still a violent act, but it is funny to see it happen.
Honestly, my first thought was just with a fish. Just take a nice big halibut right across the face. Make sure to get it on YouTube. It'll be beautiful.
So Joe,
but he will never come to America. There's too many people that like freedom here.
So, Joe, I don't want to spill any beans, but if this is something you're planning, I support you.
Thank you. You know what? That eye sounds with shaving creams is excellent. Also, you know, people should wake up and stuff like that because... They should wake up to the times now because they want to take all our freedoms away. The Supreme Court keeps on eroding our freedoms. Patrick Henry, way back when, famous politician, famous... lawyer in Virginia told James Madison, writer of the Constitution, that, look, I'm going to have Virginia oppose the Constitution if you don't put the Bill of Rights in.
Mm-hmm.
Because these 10 Bill of Rights will, you know, supposedly ensure, you know, the freedoms of the Americans.
How'd that work out?
Well, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Right. But
it's a good idea.
He was fortuitous enough to know that a strong central government will eventually become like the English government and, you know, law over the people and stuff like that.
Like the largest empire planet Earth has ever seen?
Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. Go ahead, Crichton.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about don't take the plea deal and, and offer you congratulations for the news.
Oh, thank you. I think you're referring to the news that 17 of 25 counts against me in the federal Crypto 6 case have been dropped by the prosecutors who presumably didn't think they could make that case.
Because
of
those guys.
Yeah, I meant to tell you, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I'm not out of the woods yet. Now, that only takes down my potential maximum time in prison from 420-something years to 70 years. So I'm only facing the rest of my life in prison now. Not several lifetimes. But it's a step in the right direction. And the most important thing is the one that had the mandatory minimum of 10 years. That one's gone. That one's off the table. So the so-called kingpin charge, gone. Anyway, Crichton, thank you. But what else did you have to say?
Well, I wanted to comment a little bit about my wife's case.
Okay.
And she took the plea deal.
And what was her case?
And, well, I can't get a lot of detail other than to say that she faced 5 years in prison, and it was a
federal or state?
Felony. State.
State, okay.
What was the plea result?
She took the plea deal. She
was like probation
for
okay.
a year, mm-hmm. but again, still a felon.
Yeah.
And,
well, the process is the punishment.
And I'm sure you already know this because it was a shock to my wife when it actually occurred.
Yeah.
That you don't have any rights inside of a court.
Nope.
They don't. They'll give it lip service, but in reality, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You have no rights there.
No, yeah, these are people who do not have a concern in the world for humanity. The people that work in these courts are the least caring individuals you will come across. They are just as cold as ice.
They care about one thing, and it's the thing that they took an oath to. They care about upholding the court. They want the court to look good.
What this caller is alluding to is something I call the second set of books. Right. Everybody who pays attention in, I don't know, high school, whenever they teach civics, or if you look into, becoming a lawyer or any of the, the gyrations of the law system, this is all external to you. This is all how it applies to the citizenry. But once you become involved with the organization known as government itself, there is a whole second set of books inside the system that nobody teaches you about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they proceed against you. And you are correct. You have no rights when it comes to you being persecuted. In fact, you're not even literally innocent until proven guilty. In fact, you're guilty until proven innocent on the exterior set of books, right? Because they will arrest you, they will detain you, yeah. They will treat you
I've
as if you are
guilty. I've had 2 years of my life ruined by this. I mean, yeah. I've made the best out of it that I could, obviously, yeah. But I haven't been able to use cryptocurrency for almost 2 years now. I haven't been able to use encrypted transmission methods for the most part, like Signal or Telegram, for 2 years. So it's been a huge...
So you're being punished even before any conviction in court has ever occurred,
right?
And will continue to do so until that time.
And this all falls into what happens when you have no competition. Yeah. If the court system has no competition, then no one else is doing it better.
Go ahead, Crichton.
I understand that your lawyer succeeded in getting the order for monitoring of your electronic devices lifted.
Correct.
Are you going to buy new electronic devices, or are you going to trust that they're actually gone?
Well, I watched them install the software in the first place, so I mean I know it's just software, so I have the technical ability to install new operating systems and things like that. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gone. But thank you for the call tonight, Crichton. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Hour number two is on the way. OPEC has a big meeting coming up, and Pico's not near has been paying attention. We'll find out what that's all about and why it matters on the way here in hour number two.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations. With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.